Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
8:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. I am broadcasting live from Rogers Center in Toronto, Ontario. Jeremy's holding it down at the Fan Studio. Last year, the optimism was high, Jeremy. Team coming off a 101-win season. Winners of the American League East. And fans, even though they were swept in the postseason, had high expectations last year. Very excited. This year, I don't feel that same level of excitement. In fact, many of our fans think opening day is Monday. I had some fans that, it's Thursday? Yes, it's Thursday. It just seems like people are not as excited as they were last year.
Yeah, and look, I get it. I understand that the offseason didn't go the way you wanted. The season ended on a, just like the air went out of our tires. You gave up, what was it, 3 runs that we talk about? Was it 1-0 and 2-1 that they won?
Yeah.
The Royals knocked
2-1, 1-0.
Ugh, I mean, it's just such a horrible way to end your year. And then your ace pitcher leaves, and, some people might consider Grayson their second best pitcher. He gets hurt, and we don't know the extent of his injury, and Gunner's is going to start on the IL for 7 games. Like, I think that's the least of our worries with Gunner right now, but, I understand why people are kind of down on the team. I just can't wait for them to see what they put out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think in sports, man, we've got to the point where we want automatic. We want to go into the season knowing that we're the most dominant. And we can't fight for it. We can't grind for it. You know, you want to be the most dominant on paper. You want to be the Dodgers. You want to be the Chiefs. You know what I mean? You want to be where the Patriots were. You want to be the most dominant, and the team that grinds it through is no longer entertainment. Winning 100 games, 110 games, that's the only thing that's entertainment. Winning high 80, low 90s is a disappointment. And I think that's the problem.
Yeah. They got to win a playoff game. Oh, they got to win a playoff series. Oh, they got to get to the ALCS. Oh, then they got to get to the World Series. And the expectations keep going on and on. There's nothing wrong with having expectations, but I think sometimes we have to be realistic with what we're looking at. And for me, like, I feel like you and I get perceived as being optimists when I think I'm just being a realist with what I see. I mean, like for people, I've seen so many smart people tell me they think the Orioles are going to miss the playoffs. And I'm looking at it going, I don't see what you see, not only with this team, but in the American League. You know, like we're sitting here because when people tell you, I think the Yankees are going to win. Tell me their rotation right now. Yeah. Most people can't. They might get through Max Fried and go Rodon. And then who is it?
But that's the thing, though. They're the Yankees.
Yeah.
And the Yankees win. That's what the Yankees do. They went to the World Series. And they lost the World Series, but they went to the World Series. They win. The Orioles don't have that kind of equity in terms of trust in a postseason. They don't. And I go back to that's why it's such an important season, you know, recall, for Brandon Hyde this year, to get that kind of equity in fans. You have to – this team, if you win a series, there'll still be some people talking smack and be disappointed at the end, but it gets you one step closer.
Yeah.
I mean, the consecutive – they have not won a playoff game since 2012. I mean, sorry, 2014, but they got swept in the ALCS, and that was it. That was it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's kind of hard to sit here and keep hanging your hat on how many all-star appearances you have, the fact that you make the playoffs – and all the young talent that's here, fans want to see more. And again, we've talked about it ad nauseum. Like, there are expectations now with this team. So people are going to be, if you want to call it pessimistic, I'm listening to you. I mean, I just think some people are just outrageously off the charts, ridiculous, talking about how bad they think this team's going to be. It's like, what are you guys watching, man? I mean, have you watched the same team I've watched? And it's, again, Rob, like, I'm so tired of saying it's a 162-game season because people go, oh, they're signing Kyle Gibson. Oh, they signed Charlie Morton. And believe me, when I saw the Charlie Morton signing, I felt the same. And then you start looking at the numbers going, okay, they need a vet pitcher. You got to bring in some bodies because you're going to need more than five as it starts. And then you had Grayson go down. And, of course, you start looking at it going, well, you know, we keep saying Kyle Bradish is coming back in the middle of the year. You got Sagano, who pitched in Japan, and it was a six-man rotation. So you know, I understand how people are looking at this team and what their expectations are, but I think a lot of this stuff's going to work itself out internally. And if Grayson happens to be fine, and this is just a little hiccup, and he goes through his spring training coming up because he's going to be throwing soon, then I think I still think they're in a great place, and they still have the opportunity to make moves at the trade deadline.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Orioles coming off of two consecutive playoff seasons. And, yes, they did not win a game in those playoffs, including last year, giving up three runs in two games and losing to the Kansas City Royals. I hate Kansas City. And you and I both agree that they're one of the best teams in the American League this year. They win the Central, no doubt.
Look
at Orioles with 91-71 last year, what I have them doing this year again. But it just seems to me that there's a lot less optimism when it comes to this baseball team.
People always say it can be worse. I just looked at it. This tweet says, happy opening day, the White Sox have been eliminated from playoff contention.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I mean, it could be worse. there's no light in sight for that White Sox team. I have no idea when they're going to be relevant, like middling. They're so far below that Mendoza line of bad teams. I mean, they are the worst in baseball.
You know, it's funny. I woke up this morning. I went to ESPN.com. And I don't know why they did it this way. Like, the American League East is listed as Tampa, Toronto, the Yankees, Red Sox, and the Orioles. No wins, no losses. You would think alphabetical order or something. And the Central's the Twins, the Royals, the – you know, I don't know. I don't know the rhyme or reason of how they listed it, but that's how it listed. So the Orioles are in last place in the AL East, according to ESPN.com.
Maybe they're just waiting.
They're just waiting. Yeah.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.